former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows has made his argument to get the Georgia election case moved to federal court. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest. Mark Meadows spent nearly 4 hours on the stand, maintaining his actions detailed in the indictment were all part of his job as White House chief of staff. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis used Georgia's racketeering law to bring the case, alleging then-President Trump, Meadows, and 17 others participated in a wide-ranging conspiracy to try to keep Trump in power illegally, despite his election loss to Joe Biden. Willis's team argued Meadows' actions were political in nature and not performed as part of his official duties. Meadows disputes that, testifying it was difficult to focus on the things the White House needed to be doing to wind down the presidency, with Trump consumed by claims of widespread election fraud. So Meadows says he took actions to determine whether the allegations were true. I'm Ben Thomas.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.